For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I wonder why we haven't made a bigger deal about the all Arkansas NBA Finals. Oh, we're going to talk.
Yeah, I mean,
look, the NBA Finals take like 6 weeks to complete. They'll have to play a game a week.
Yeah, something like that.
And, you know, it's a slow build.
Yeah, but we haven't made a, thought we'd make a big deal about that or something.
We will.
We didn't. We haven't yet anyway. I don't know.
Give it some time. We've got plenty of time to get wrapped up in the NBA Finals.
Welcome one and all to Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app. Happy to have you with us. The number to be a part of this program, if you want to be a part. If you just want to listen, that's fine, too. But you can text us or call us on the McClarty Daniel hotline at 866-285-4005. Zach is back from his toe procedure.
Listen.
And what, ready to go?
I was approached multiple times. I did not have open heart surgery.
Were there a lot of T's and P's being
there really weren't.
Passed
it was,
along?
I think from the time I entered the clinic until the time I left was probably about 40 minutes.
Unspoken prayer requests?
Didn't have to put up any vague social media posts asking for unspoken prayer requests. Yep. They stuck a needle in my toe. It didn't take the first time. They stuck the second one in there, then cut the thing out.
You missed it. DQ was talking about someone taking an IV through their foot.
Hmm.
And I about lost. I'm not a foot man. No, I don't like that.
It's a victimless crime.
I don't like that. We did want to make some money doing that. DQ's here as always. Put her on TV so everybody can see.
Yeah, DQ doesn't like me talking about
what
happened.
Well, Zach described exactly what they did to his toe.
It's not great.
And it was really
gross. What do you
mean
it's not great?
I don't want to hear about it again.
No, it's that's
a little scar tissue. Little procedure done.
I don't like the word scar tissue.
Clean up.
I don't like the word pus either.
That's not great. Me and all the great athletes, we just had some things cleaned up.
You and all the great athletes. Right. Next, he'll get his knee cleaned up.
There's no need to call a hospice. I'm fine.
That's right.
No. I was home by like 4.
Oh, well, then why didn't you come do the last 2? What's the deal?
Let me think.
Get on the Comrex?
I don't think so.
Get
on the Rex.
Power was out.
That's right. Yeah, my internet was down.
Get on the Rex.
Yeah. Like
Ty would.
It was weird walking out of there and your foot's numb. That was a little weird.
That was weird. And then I happened to run into him Saturday morning at the suit place.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody getting their clothes all figured out.
I felt that when we both emerged from the dressing rooms separately.
yes, they were separate dressing rooms. Yes.
That I think it finally hit you that, oh, bleep.
No. What hit me is how bleeping good I looked in that thing. And I wasn't even like trying. Like the tie and all that stuff wasn't on.
Oh, is that what
my
you
hair
got out
was
of?
Not fixed.
That's what you got out of that, huh?
My hair was not fixed. Okay. I was very embarrassed. It was all sticking up everywhere.
TA says I'm getting Tommy John next. No, it's fine. I do have a
UCL.
I do have a complaint.
Complaint. Remember complaint layaway?
Yes, that was a good day.
Bring that back.
Here's a great question.
Reboot it.
Is there a garter that will be thrown in any direction? Because I'm not going James Harden this week.
No,
that's an absolute no.
I think in lieu of that, there is a T-shirt toss. Because what do people love more than a free T-shirt?
Do we have cannons?
No, just the cannon got shot down.
This is a great idea from Abner. Maybe we'll do this later in the week. A segment where everybody calls in and gives you their best marriage advice.
I think we need to bring back complaint layaway too.
Okay, we can do that.
Complaint layaway Wednesday. You complain about something like traffic when the university people get back.
Right.
I'm complaining about that now.
Put
it to the bank.
Jamie and Van Buren would like to know: did Ty put in his RSVP? Yes, he did. But you'll be happy to know it's just Ty. No.
He made a major faux pas, I believe.
He did
a major faux pas.
What did he do?
He asked me what I want off the register.
Well, so did Tommy.
That's not how that's done. No. You just pick the cheapest thing and buy it. That's what you do.
It's what a registry is.
Right. That's right.
But back to my major complaint.
Yes, your major complaint.
Your future mother-in-law has an encyclopedic knowledge of what we do here.
It's troubling, yeah. Yeah. Now you know why I'm so scared all the time. It has nothing to do with Michael Turner. It has everything to do with she remembers everything that happens here.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. There were things that I forgot that she mentioned a couple of times. So that was a little upsetting. I also noticed, DQ, that there is we got a very, very organized calendar of events for the day of.
We know where we're going.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah, me too.
I did notice that the best man's speech has a 10-minute window. So I
please
feel
don't make a 10-minute speech.
There's a 10-minute window.
Nobody wants a 10-minute speech.
There's a 10-minute window. And I feel, this is me talking, I feel, therapy words, that why would you give me 10 minutes and then I waste it?
You could cede the time to someone else.
Well, no, I'm going second too.
Oh yeah,
I'm going second.
You got
to
go second.
As I mentioned to the maid of honor, my remarks will resemble the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah, that's right.
I'm
a lot of pressure on you.
I'm going to mention everything that I was not allowed to talk about.
Okay, that will take about 10 minutes.
That's what I'm talking. Yeah, see, I will eat up the time. You got the venue, so why not, use the time?
We're stuck there.
Right.
Yeah, we as well. Yeah,
Here's a great text from Abner. Did Ty spell RSVP correctly?
No. It's like calling 911 and what's the number? That kind of thing. I tell you another thing. We need to get into this this business. This is quite a racket.
Which okay. One?
This wedding business.
Oh, my gosh.
This
yeah.
is quite a racket.
Yes.
DQ, listen to this. There was a guy in there. When we were in there at the store, getting his suit.
Yeah.
The venue
that
they were booked for Friday, for Saturday's wedding, Friday night, shut down. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
And they don't get any of the money back.
Nope. So they had to pick a new venue like 40 miles away.
Yeah.
Like the venue just closed completely?
Yep.
Yeah. A fire marshal, somebody came in and said, no, you
can't. Civic official stepped in and said, can't do it here.
So the deal on a lot of these venues is, like, there have been people with the tornado tornadoes that were displaced, and they're tough. Sorry. They're not getting their money back. So I believe that this is the business perfectly made for Zach and I. Take your money and run away.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah, we're very good at
we
that.
We could do that. We could handle it. So I think that's what we need to do.
Okay.
Also, we could charge people, $900 per, what do you call those things? Tablecloth. It costs us like $3 to get them. We charge $900 a table. Boom, we're in.
I did notice in the schedule of the events that very in boldface was included the $600 incidental charge.
That's right. Yeah, if you throw up, we're not paying for
it. But it says for bodily fluids.
Right. That covers all of them. No, everything.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Good to know. When's your dad get in town?
Friday at some point. Yeah.
I believe he and I have to have a discussion about some things.
Okay, great. Are y'all going to mess with the car? That's so lame when people do that. You know what I mean? With the cans and the shoe polish and the whole deal. That's so lame. It's been done to death. Just saying.
No, we're not going to put we're going to steal your tires. Put it on blocks. I've done that at a wedding. I put somebody's cars on blocks.
So it's like, okay.
So, I mean, your choice. You can have the cans. You know what we really should do is I should get that mannequin from Fog, put it, attach it to the back of your car.
Yeah. Put it in the trunk. So I was awakened this morning with the irrational fear that on the way back from this foreign land where we are honeymooning, that someone's going to mess with my suitcase and I'm going to get stopped at the border. Because, you know, I watch that show. Mm. And 99 out of 100 of those people like had no idea that they were trafficking drugs.
I wouldn't worry about the suitcase so much as me calling the airline and saying,
yeah, on flight 1517 coming back from Canada.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Arkansas women's track team won the national championship in Eugene, Oregon over the weekend. If you're looking for scores, the wrong guy to ask. Arkansas previously won the indoor title in March in Boston. We do have some breaking news. Bubba Carpenter's hiccups have been cured. Spoke to Bubba a couple hours ago. Bubba says he is cured. Jordan Walsh.
I wonder what did it.
Jordan Walsh led the Boston Celtics to a 108-95 win over Daniel Gafford and the Dallas Mavericks in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Walsh and Jrue Holiday combined for 26 points. Game 3 is Wednesday night in Dallas. You can hear it right here on the ESPN Arkansas family of stations beginning at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Gafford had 13 in the loss, by the way.
Yeah, but he didn't win.
To go with 9 boards.
But he didn't combine with
Jrue. That's right. We don't talk about losses.
No, we don't talk about losses. Sorry. And he didn't combine with Jrue Holiday for 26.
That's right.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Have you ever had a surprise party?
No.
Really?
Nope.
No, me either.
53% of people said no. 46% of people said yes. I've had a surprise party.
How'd it go?
It went well.
What was it for?
My 16th birthday.
Is that really a surprise?
Yes, or it wasn't. I knew that we were going to dinner, but my mom like booked the party room with where we were going to dinner, and
obviously
I didn't.
A place your dad didn't approve of because he never gets to vote on anything. But
okay, it was my birthday.
It wasn't Pizza Hut.
No, it definitely wasn't Pizza Hut.
That's Kenny's favorite, by the way. Okay. For those of you who forgot.
How do you tell someone they have something on their face when there are people around?
Point.
Do you motion on your own? Do you motion on your own face?
Dude, you got a booger in your nose.
Pull them aside.
Bat in a cave.
Tell them loudly.
Something hanging.
Or don't say anything.
How do you breathe with that thing? The party favor. Sorry. Go ahead. I have very strong feelings on
this. 66% of people said motion on your own face. 11% of people said they don't say anything.
No, you got to say something.
Which is mean.
I walked out of the house one day, went to the grocery store, went to work for a minute, came home, and only had half of my face shaved. Ooh. I got distracted.
Was that after you hit your head?
No. No, I got distracted doing something. Kinsey was small, and I walked out, nobody said a word. You tell them.
Okay. If you are trying to open a jar and it's not opening, what do you do? Keep trying, ask for help, give up, or hit the jar on something.
Give up.
No, you don't hit the jar on something.
53% of people said hit the jar.
No, you do not hit the jar.
4% of people said give up.
Let me give you a little hack. If you can't get the pickle jar open, take a knife and you just tap the edge of the jar.
Tap the
edge of the lid and it will pop loose.
How about that? That's like hitting the ketchup bottle on the 57.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the worst way to consume ketchup.
It's the only way that works.
Horrible.
What, do you put a knife in there?
No, I hate the glass bottle.
Oh, the glass bottle's fantastic.
Why?
Because it's too hard.
It's American.
It's too hard to get the ketchup out.
Although diner ketchup out of just a regular
the squirt
red,
bottle? Yeah.
You don't know what that is.
Yeah, nope.
Red gold.
It's goop. You don't
I
know.
Like it.
Okay.
And this
goop.
Our last question was submitted by Abner.
All right.
Of course.
Where is your clothes purgatory is how he describes it. The place where you put your clothes you've already worn, but you plan to wear again before you wash them. Back in the closet, a chair, the hamper, or on the floor.
The floor.
Mine's on the floor.
The floor. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And Deke, you don't take this personally.
Okay.
You're a slob. You throw your stuff on the floor.
Thank you.
My daughter is becoming a slob just like her mother. How do you have that conversation? Like, look, if you don't pick this up, I'm going to take it outside and I'm going to set it on fire.
That's what my parents used to do when they cleaned our rooms when we were little.
Yep.
They said, we will throw all of your toys that are on the floor away.
I will burn everything in her room at this point because she will. She has a laundry basket that I swear to you is as big as this table. Things that monster. From her bed where she gets, where she dresses, she can hit it. I mean, just a little heave, but she just drops it on the floor. Drives me nuts. drives me.
I usually keep, so I really.
It's called a floor drobe.
I really don't wear that many items of clothing, twice, but pants, like jeans. I'll leave them on the floor.
Why?
Sometimes I will make sure they're not super wrinkled, so I'll leave them on the floor in a way that they want to get wrinkled.
What is so difficult about getting it to a laundry hamper?
No.
Well, because then they're touching other dirty clothes for a long period of time.
And guess where they're going?
But no, they're going back on me.
No! You wear it once, it goes in the
laundry. No, that's the point of the question. You missed the point of the question.
No, I didn't. Y'all are slobs.
You can wear jeans more than once before you wash.
No.
You're probably supposed to.
No. We were a proper country at one point, and now we're doing this.
Well, 49% of people said they put them in a chair.
Oh, God.
And those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Pulse. Go touch grass.
Go touch grass. Put your clothes away.
Hang them up properly.
The other thing she does. DQ, why do teenage girls do this? I did her laundry over the weekend. I folded it. It's sitting on the very edge of her bed, so she cannot miss it when she walks in. She will push it to the side and then go sleep in the bed.
Yeah, sleep around it.
Yep. Why?
Yeah. Hanging up clothes is hard.
Did we get that?
I have determined.
Now, you're a terrible source on this because from what I understand,
what?
You're the third little pig.
Oh, that's mean.
It is. Not my words.
Well, okay. Okay.
You just do laundry willy-nilly. You don't separate them?
No.
Clothes?
I don't do that either.
Oh, my God.
Light-colored clothes and towels. And if there's enough, you put the, white garments in there. But I don't have I have one white shirt that I wear sometimes. So
here's a text out of the 479. No one washes jeans after every wear. That's crazy. I have jeans I haven't washed in years.
Cool.
Ew.
Not cool.
Are they in the floor where you might use them again?
Ugh. What's wrong with you?
I got clothes in the floor right now that I'm going to use,
I have a pair of jeans in the floor
right.
that I'm going to yeah. use again.
Yes. That's right.
I do think, though, jeans have like a 3 times maximum of wearing, and then you just can tell.
Write this down. I want a poll question done tomorrow. Can you wear jeans more than once before washing them?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. People are going to vote high on that one, I think.
Jay's on it. Yeah. What's wrong with our youth, Zach? Well, let me tell you.
Yeah. Please tell us.
First of all, these alpaca haircuts, every kid between the age of 16 and 20 looks like an alpaca. We have got to do something with this.
You hate old people.
Yes.
You hate young people.
Yes.
Who do you like?
Me.
Okay.
I like me.
That's it. That's all there is. All right.
Do you wash a jacket or a coat every time you wear it? I very rarely wear coats.
Okay.
Here's somebody who's wearing pants now. I'm going to wear those again tomorrow. Stop it.
Good plan. It's a good plan.
Unless
you get like salsa on them, what's the point?
Lane in Phoenix, technically, you're supposed to wear jeans multiple times before you wash them to keep them from wearing out.
How about that?
This is so wrong.
That's right. This is the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you about this incident today. There's some guy, I'm running errands, trying to help out where I can. So I had to go drop these things off at some envelope place. They're envelopes. They got notes in them. They're going to be stylistically arranged into some sort of something or another. I just go, be there, do this. Okay, fine. The woman there at the envelope place asks me, are you the father of the bride? And I thought I was going to die right there.
Back up.
Right there. I thought I was going to die.
So hang on. When you told me about this, you said you had to be there at a specific time.
Right.
Have you addressed why?
I don't know why.
You were just told to be there at a specific time.
All right, fine. Great.
So when you get there, the person behind the counter, approximately how old was this person?
I don't know. She's younger than me.
Okay. Are we talking like a teenager? Are we talking 20? Are we talking 30?
Maybe 30s.
Okay. Well, that's on her then. These younger kids don't have any sense of time and how it ages
you. They
really
don't.
They really don't. They think 40 is like grandfather age.
Am I the father of the bride?
Well, two things. I've had this happen a couple of times. Derek, I've had this happen a couple of times to me. Like when I forget something at the grocery store and you get the same cashier and they go, it happens to my grandfather.
Oh.
Not cool. Ooh. Not cool. But here's what you do. You either look at them and go, shut up. Or you tell them to mind their business.
What did you say?
Oh, I can tell you exactly what he said. Well,
I'm the groom.
I'm the groom of
and did
the
she
bride.
Go, oh, sorry.
She was not as apologetic as you would think.
Or she
given that
been.
Situation.
Yeah,
or that's right,
been.
Yeah. I would have been like second, third, eighth hand embarrassed if I had called someone.
You're entering a very tricky phase between 40 and 50. You're entering that phase where you no longer look young, but you're not quite old yet.
I am old.
It's a well, physically, yes, but you're transitioning into this phase where you're just one of us now.
Yeah.
Like you're on the younger side of grandpa-dom.
I almost called the Uber on a walk
yeah,
the other
sucks.
Day.
Well,
I
really
got
sucks.
Like the worst shin splint in my right leg. Like it was really hurting. And
is it possible to only get one shin splint?
I did. It was really weird.
I've never heard of
shin
splint.
Well, then it's a stress fracture. I don't know what it is, but it was just in the right leg. That's all it was. The left leg was fine. But it hurt really bad.
I thought shin.
I just slowed down and it went away, though.
I thought the shin thing came in pairs.
You would think that, but you got to also remember that I got What did I get? When I got the tetanus shot in the left arm or the right arm, the left arm hurt. So, I mean, I got, there's a lot going on over here. All right. here's a text. Don't feel so bad. Out of the 479, I was at the hospital giving birth, and one of the nurses asked my sister if she was the grandmother. My sister was 39. Wow. See, the young people, they just blurt this out.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They don't realize the damage you can do psychologically
to called, the old person. It's called tact, and we don't have it anymore.
No, we don't. We were a proper country once.
It's called tact. We don't have it. Ryan in Russell in Mountain Home has answered your pants question.
Okay.
Problem solved. I'm not wearing pants tomorrow.
Right. No.
Thank you,
Russell. We have a rule on the live stream. If we're on the live stream, you have to wear pants. I don't want to know that.
We have to wear pants.
I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts.
Short pants.
Hot pants.
That's right. Yeah, hot pants Hilliard from Smokey and the Bandit. It was on this
Jamie
weekend.
In Fayetteville points out there is one good thing. When you get carded at the liquor store now, you're eligible for a senior discount.
Well, that's not bad.
Mm. No, mine kicks
in. If I went to the liquor store.
Mine kicks in like 2 years. Excited about this.
Oh, yeah. You're you're doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Get that AARP money rolling in.
So oh, yeah. Medicare, the whole thing.
You'll be set, man. Living off the system. It'll be great.
Patricia has texted in. I haven't read this. So okay. She says, if I wear my good jeans less than 3 hours, I will wear them again and put them on a hanger. Don't. Next time I wear them, they're washed. Okay. So there's a duration to which you... Like, if I wear jeans to work, they go in the laundry.
Mm. Why? You don't get dirty here.
Patricia has 4 laundry baskets.
In the same room?
No. Every bathroom has a hamper.
Okay. I mean, she's got 4 bathrooms? What kind of palace are you living
in? I want to talk about what we mentioned a few weeks ago, which is we need these new... they're building like a new house every day around here. Mm-hmm. They need to bring back laundry chutes. Those are so much fun when you can just throw the clothes down that thing and it's right
University
there.
Will never allow laundry chutes again.
Well, you are trash chutes because you blew one up over there.
I didn't
there.
Blow one up. I set it on fire. There's a difference.
Yeah, major difference there. That's right.
Wes says some of us are 39 and a grandpa. Okay. Again, these are things that you just don't ask. If you're not sure, don't ask.
No, don't.
She could have asked you, what is your relation to the bride? And you could have been a brother. You could have been an uncle. You could have been any one of those things.
No, but I looked really old, so I looked like the father.
Maybe it was the light shining down and your hair just looked a little white.
That does happen. In all these pictures, my hair looks like super silvery. It's not great. It doesn't look too bad in here. But man, in natural light, my hair goes. I go Bob Barker out there, man. It's bad.
Well, you could be your dad. He doesn't have it.
That's right. He has no. That's right. That's true.
He's going the aerodynamic route.
Ben in Fayetteville's on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Ben.
Guys, it's gone too far. This has crossed the proverbial red line.
Okay.
Arkansas sports have sucked so much that we're now talking about dirty laundry on the radio show.
What, do you want us because to talk about all the misfortunes teams, again?
Well, no. What my point is, though, we just need a team to stay relevant so that you guys can't talk about dirty laundry. I mean, like, we should be, I mean, can we talk about track or ping pong or what about intramural sports report? What about an intramural, like, dodgeball update
hockey.
Or something, you know?
Ben, school,
hockey? Yeah.
Ben, school's out. There are no intramurals right now.
What about some Travelers baseball? Why can't we talk some Travelers baseball or something?
Because they're Little
my
Rock.
My point is, you guys got a good show, but I think the Razorbacks, by sucking at every major sport, are leaving y'all out on the lurch to, like,
no, we were built for this. Are you crazy?
We were built for this, man. We would rather do this.
See, here's where people mess up, Ben, is so many people build their entire media empire, shall we say, around the team being good year round. Well, we know better. So we're built the other way.
We're
built for them to be bad and to distract you from them being bad. So we're built for this. We're built for wartime. So many people build their burgeoning media empire, from their high rises in downtown Fayetteville. They build it around success. There's no success.
None.
Not sustained anyway. You can't do it that way. Some places sell success. This school sells hope. It's all they have. It's all they have is hope. It's all they have to sell. And they spend all summer ratcheting it up. And by the time August comes along, people will be out here saying this football team is going to win 10 games. And they're out of their skull when they say that. And I want you to know that now.
That first Pittman show is going to be nothing short of a tent revival.
It's a tent revival. That's right.
They are going to be clapping hands.
Pass the hat.
Yeah, it is going to be it's going to be something. Because it's all they got.
But you can't build an empire on sports success here. It's just not a sustainable model. You have to be ready for the rug to be pulled out from under you, because that is what it is more often than not.
Now, here's a text out of the 870. Says, even if the teams were good, we'd still not want to talk about sports. This show is for people with ADHD.
That's exactly what we do. Too, yeah.
We just bounce around.
Also, it's June. There are no intramural. School's out. I mean, summer school's in, but they're not over there playing, badminton or whatever with the shuttle. I mean, come on. So there you go. Thank you, Ben, for your phone call. All right, 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. Appreciate you stopping by today here on ESPN Arkansas.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we've got the... Well, let me get Robert in here real fast. We got time to do this. Hey, Robert. Robert.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Real fast, there's only been two programs that have made it in evening time, what I call evening time radio, and that's Chuck, who y'all work with. And then our ones that we make fun of, Rick and Randy. But Rick and Randy also talk a lot about high school football and high school sports during the week. But you two have... learn what's chemistry. Let's be funny and let's have sports. If it all works out real well, y'all do a good job with that. Have a good one.
Thank you, Robert.
See, now I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, Robert, listen, our reputation is this isn't a sports show.
It's not.
I mean, listen, when the sports happen, we talk about them. They're not, what do you want us to cover official visits? I'm not doing that. I will quit before I talk about official visits in the summer. I'm not doing that. It's not a topic.
I got two official visitors this weekend. We'll discuss.
Well, it's nice knowing you. Zach and DQ will continue after the break here on ESPN Arkansas. I mean, it's not a topic. It's not a topic.
No.
A topic is...
You wear your jeans.
Do you wear your jeans
3 days in a row?
3 days in a row before putting them in the washing machine. That's a topic that we can all relate to. More of Radio 101 in a moment.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale of fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Ben was doing a bit of performance art there, right?
Right.
He's not actually upset with the content of the program.
Not at all.
He's just using it to...
He'll probably text me here in a second and say, no, I was mad. No,
okay, fine. All right, good. Well, either way, it's June, man.
It is.
The guardrails go down. It's like it's bowling without those bumper guards, man. It's whatever. We're trying anything. Some of it will end up in the gutter. Some of it will,
DQ,
knock over nine
guards
pins
down.
You're not allowed to as a grown-up.
Says who?
Yeah, you can.
No.
Says who?
At your reputable bowling lanes. God, we need to do the show at a bowling alley. That'd be fun.
Oh, the background noise.
The best ambient noise is at a bowling alley. With the pins crashing and all the machinery and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, at your reputable bowling alleys, they will not let adults have the guards up. That's only for like kids.
Just out of curiosity. Yeah. What defines a reputable bowling alley?
You got to have at least four pool tables in there.
Four pool tables. That makes it a reputable
minimum
bowling
four,
alley.
Minimum four. Yeah.
I thought it, like, you had to have a league.
Oh, you got, yeah, they got leagues. Yeah. Leagues. Yeah.
Like one of these entertainment things wouldn't, like these large entertainment things that have, you know, other.
I would say
things.
Smoking only, but I don't think you can smoke
no, you
in any
smoke
of these bowling alleys
anymore. You have to go outside.
Which is in the old days.
Designated smoking
Again,
area.
We were a proper country where you could smoke wherever you wanted. And
on airplanes.
Cared.
You used to be able to smoke on airplanes. Hey, they just closed the curtain hoping that would keep it out.
You could smoke when you were pregnant back in the good old days. I mean, come on.
No, I don't think.
Kidding around. Kidding. Took it too far, as always, didn't I?
Reputable bowling.
Four pool tables.
DQ, do you bowl with the guards up?
No.
Right. Good.
Yes, I try my best.
Right. Yes, you do.
No, one time I broke 100 with the guards down.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I know that's not very high, but I've never done that before.
See, I have when it goes left, that's a hook, right?
Right is a slice. If you're right-handed, yes.
A hook. Okay, so yes. I have a hook. So I know to play like, I play three boards to the right of center. And man. Just every time, over and over, man. Clockwork.
Do they call you Dr. Hook?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think you could, if the three of us went right now?
Well, you'd win.
Why?
Well, you're the most athletic one right?
Back up.
Bowling doesn't count.
Yeah, bowling's not an.
You can be good
athletic.
At bowling, but it's not.
I have to be about five beers in and I'm good. After that,
well, you can do that. If anyone can do that at 2 p.m, you can.
anything north or south of that, I can't bowl. I'll be lucky to hit 40.
See, the problem with bowling is if I miss, and I miss a lot, I swear a lot. So we'd have to like record something because I don't think we could bowl live. There'd be a lot of potty words.
Yeah,
that got through.
Yeah,
because I hate it. I usually yell them. Down at the pins, like away from the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, I yelled. So, I mean, it's not,
I think
not
I could
becoming.
I think I could get 70.
70?
Right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Texter of the 870 says a reputable bowling alley has to have tinted windows, a hot dog machine, and a woman crying in the parking lot.
That's good. That's pretty good. Oh, wow.
Oh, here we go.
You have the wrist thing?
Or no,
you
just, no, no.
You still do it without any equipment?
I do it nude.
My dad has the wrist thing.
Oh, right.
He used to be in a bowling league.
Does he have his own ball?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Love that.
Brad Rogers, our local insurance agent, has texted in, I've got a replacement gas pedal in the shape of your foot for a 68 Pontiac, $75 OBO.
All right. That's caller one from Rogers. Here on Tradio.
Here we go. Kendall has a personal best of 255. I don't know if that's weight or bowling.
I think that's bowling. That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Now, if it's weight, also pretty
good.
Well,
I mean, yeah, you might want to, depending on how tall you are, you might want to dial that back a little.
Here's living through your child. Text around the 479. My 17-year-old son has an average of 221.
So does he compete for one of the local high school teams? They have high school bowling.
We didn't ask what your son bowled. We asked what you bowled.
Right. Well, he got him all those summer leagues and travel ball and all that.
Now, this is spoken like somebody who knows what they're talking about. Ricky in Boonville says, I own my own bowling ball and carry a 240 average.
See, that's how you know you're legit when you say you carry a whatever average.
Right. Now,
that's legit.
I don't know if this is real or not, but here's a text of the 479. I have a bowling ball, Sam.
Hey, by the way, we had Miss U of A, women's track
Very
star.
Very true.
Lillian Nunley in this studio. Yep. And what happened? Would someone explain to me what happened with the women's track team?
They won the national title.
Okay, Sam Pittman, get in here. Let's go. John Calipari, get in here.
Yep.
Dave, get in here. We got the Kavorka over here, all right? We got
careful with that word.
We got the juice, man.
We got it.
Well, we're going to test it. Mike Neighbors is in here next week.
There you go. See? All right. All right. Look out. Here come the women's basketball team. Here they go. Off to the on a rocket ship. We got the karma in here, man. Not Jim Rome. It's us, man. Karma is flawless.
DQ text the 479 wants to know if your dad's bowling ball has a skull or a flower in it.
It's just black and kind of marbly, but I just texted him what his personal best score was.
And
289.
Wow. That's 289. Almost a perfect game. Wow.
Ooh.
What is that, like 11 out of 12 strikes or something like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Wow.
Here's a great question. Mr. Pibb asking, is there a rule that bowling alleys and skate rinks never replace the carpet, skates, or shoes?
No, that stuff's been around a minute.
Yeah. Well, they put it's a specific kind of carpeting to hide all of the stuff.
That's right. Yes, it's got to be the right color. And
no black lights.
No, that did create a problem, though, when it became Cosmic Bowl on Friday and Saturday nights at some of these places because, it's all black lights and, strobes and all that stuff there.
I went to the movies last night.
By yourself?
No.
Oh.
And
who'd you go with?
I went to the movies last night, and for some reason, when we walked into the theater, all the lights were on.
That's happened to me before.
That's a place you do not want to see lights
on.
No,
you want to see what you're
sitting in. It is really gross. Yep. You can see, the grease stains on the leather seats the water built into the cup holders.
No, you don't want that. No.
Did we?
It's really gross.
No. That happened one time because the lights in the movies are all tied together and the whole thing was broken. So they came in there after 10 minutes when it was just the fluorescence on. Yeah. And they were like, it's all broken. So we're going to give you free passes or something.
I had to go get someone to say hey, the lights.
Fix the lights.
Please turn these off.
DQ, text for the 870 wants to know if your dad has a bowling shirt with his name on it.
He does, yeah.
Does he wear
it? From his bowling team.
Is it framed in your living room?
No.
Okay.
I think he probably still wears it because at the time, your bowling team had to have a sponsor.
Of course.
And I think...
Who are they sponsored by?
I think the firework tent sponsored the team.
Oh, right.
So my dad still wears it. Because it says the firework tent's name on it.
Okay.
It says his name twice, basically.
Could we have a team and be the Pin Pals? P-I-N. Get it? Pin Pals?
That's good.
I like stoned rollers.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I would name my bowling team.
Stoned rollers.
All right. Again, good. Dual meaning.
Yeah. I like
it. Here's a text of the 870. Kenny's legit. Got his own bowling shirt.
He does. And his own ball and that wrist thing. Does he have a rosin bag?
Yeah, he has the whole setup in his bowling bag.
Do you ever see him kind of longingly looking at the closet where his bowling ball is?
No, he still goes bowling with guys from his work because apparently he started drama between two of them, basically going back and forth saying he said that he could beat you in bowling. And he said he could beat you in bowling. So now, once a month, he goes bowling with a bunch of guys from his work.
Man, the bleep talk is real.
Wow. Yeah, really?
Wow.
Here's a text from Hacker. He wants to know if the fireworks tent's opening soon.
Yep. June 20th.
Now, are we going to have to listen to your adventures or misadventures out there?
Probably.
Okay. Good. That kills segments. That's why I was asking.
You know, a rosin bag's only $13?
Really?
Yeah. Wait, this one's $5. Sold. This is better.
All right. Does he have a towel with his name on it?
I don't know with his name on it, but he does have
an official bowling towel.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if we got what if we got in here gymnastics, one of those bowls of chalk? You know, they chalk their hands.
Do the thing LeBron does. I'll get you some towels.
Yeah.
Just throw it up in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, Jordan did that. He would clap the towel right in front of Johnny Red Kerr's face before every game. Yeah. Another thing LeBron stole. Fantastic.
Great question out of the 870. Does Kenny wear a gold chain, rose-colored glasses, and go to the second button down before he buttons it?
he doesn't.
Well.
He doesn't?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Does Elkins have a bowling alley, or does he have to, quote, go to town?
He has to go to town.
All right.
They do have a bowling team, though.
Oh, good.
The high school.
There you go. All right.
Your dad has texted in, great value Bob Ross. Does a bowling alley in a Bass Pro Shop count as legit? No.
Yeah, no. He went bowling in the pyramid Bass Pro.
Also, the one in the White House doesn't count.
Well, yeah, the one Nixon used.
Yeah. I mean, you might find somebody crying in the parking lot.
I do love that photo of Nixon bowling. Yeah. That I think didn't the Lebowski have it in his house or something?
Yes, he did.
That's a great picture.
No, you can't have in a governmental building. You cannot have a legitimate bowling alley, a reputable bowling alley. And there has to be a guy behind the bar or behind the table with a towel over his shoulder and the can of spray ready to go. Yeah, whatever to that go. Spray is.
Yeah. And then he's like.
Lane 17, your chicken strips are ready. Lane 17.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I don't think I could pass one of those.
Right. I love a hearing test.
Do you?
It's one of the best tests of all. There you go. Well, that's a crypto mine. That's not a hearing test. But yeah, that's a. Which ear did you hear?
Heard that.
Which ear did you hear?
Both.
Raise your hand.
I got that stereo.
The corresponding ear. DQ still has her hearing because she hasn't been doing this as long as we have. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
DQ's not had a good day today.
Why not?
I've had a fine day.
Yeah, you really haven't.
What's wrong?
Well,
how do you know?
Well, because she has had two contradictory opinions on things that are incredibly straightforward.
Okay. Well, this is idiotic.
Yes, but that's what we invest in here. That's what we engineer here is idiotic.
Oh, well. Again, thank you for stopping by here on ESPN Arkansas and on hitthatline.com. The top story for this particular portion of the program involves scheduling. I know it must be June. It's time for schedule talk. Everybody gather around the oak panel, Philco.
Hold on.
Uncle Derek's going to. Yes.
All right, schedule talk.
Uncle Derek's going to drop some schedule talk on you, folks. Yes, from the people who brought you conference realignment, it's schedule talk on Ruskin and Zach. Hey, all right. No, but they're doing this thing this year with the SEC because, I don't know, a lot of people complained about not knowing what time the game is in football season until, 10 days before the game. So they have announced windows of when your game may occur this upcoming season. You've got a kickoff time for a couple of games, and then the rest of the games you've been given a window to play in here. Like the early window is from 11 a.m. to noon Central Time.
Okay, as it has been since 1991.
Yes, these are pretty self-explanatory. There are four windows: early, afternoon, night, and then flex. Flex is the one I'll explain because it's got the most wiggle room. It could be between 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. is when the flex game could occur. All right. And Arkansas has been given one home night game on this schedule here. The LSU game will occur at night. That means it will occur between 5 and 7 p.m. Central Time.
Is there an 11 a.m. to an 11 p.m. window?
that's the guy to come hook up your internet or whatever. That's his window.
Yeah.
We'll be here sometime between today. Yeah, Sasquatch gets it. Yeah, this is like the cable guy. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. They wonder why we cut the cord. We can't sit at our house all day a hostage while you tell, I kid. They've actually gotten the windows down to like 2 or 3 hours. It's much more manageable than it used to be. But that's the old joke, right? Is that you sit there all day and wait on the cable guy. We joke around about that, though. The home games, let's see here.
Tennessee is a flex game, so that could be from 2:30 to 7 and 9. They've announced that the Texas game will be at 11 a.m.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Please do.
Why do I need to know this? Why not just tell me on Tuesday what time the game is?
Well, because they were doing it that
much to think
they
about.
Were doing it that way, and nobody liked it that way.
I liked it that way.
People like to know ahead of time how
but
much.
They're not telling you anything.
Well, they've given you a window. It's like utilities. They've given you a window. You have until on these flex games. You may have until 2:30 to get drunk in the tailgate, or you may have until 7 to get drunk at the tailgate.
If they give you the 2:30 to 7 window, what is the difference between an 11 and a 2 o'clock start? Nothing.
Well, it's either mimosas or you can actually, get into the hard stuff.
Mimosas are way overrated. I think it's something that the ladies are drinking for the gram and that's it. It looks cool. It's fine. Grossly overrated.
It's those things those guys in downtown Bentonville with mustaches drink on the weekends. Those mimosas and those guys.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, 11 a.m. for the Texas game. And I'm sure people will be upset about that because people want a night game for Texas because they want all day because, they want to get drunk or whatever. But no, it's 11 a.m. game. Afternoon game. Now, we got to get used to this. The borderline rivalry game is on a Saturday now.
Mm.
They threw it off Friday.
Okay.
Because nobody, one school in that rivalry never holds up their end of the bargain. So
only we had someone to ask about
that. I know.
Weird.
It's an afternoon game.
Okay.
It's an afternoon game on that Saturday. So they've got some of these out there and you can check them out. You forget until you see it like the league sent it out by week. So they've got every game in a week on a piece of paper here. You forget, with buys and then conference games, like how few games they are actually. Like there's like 6 games a week. Sometimes there's 7 if there's a non-con. Like I'm not a very smart person, as you all well know. But there aren't a lot of, it's not a lot of inventory when you get into the media conference play. There's only, 5 or 6 league games each week. It feels like there's a lot more than that, but there isn't.
Is the borderline rivalry just rivalry adjacent? It's not really a rivalry.
Yeah, I don't know. Until they start playing for a real, for the Golden Banjo, which is what the trophy should be. And the Battle of Branson, that should be the name of that rivalry.
I think
that's Sam, what it should be.
I think Sam should put up the bowling ball this year.
Ball?
A winner take all. Loser, it's a loser leave town match.
I don't know. Maybe we should start our own trophy. We'll get a Golden Banjo and we'll award it to the winner.
We'll give it to somebody in Missouri with the understanding that you have to bring it back.
Yeah, right.
If Arkansas ever wins a game, you got to bring it back.
Yeah. In fact, from this point forward, since we do not acknowledge the borderline rivalry, I suspect, I propose we only refer to it as the Battle for Branson. That's the name of it. That's what I'm saying.
But that's in Missouri.
Yes, but most of the Arkansans vacation there.
Now there is a state. There is a city which straddles the two states. That's Thayer.
Okay.
So we can call it the Battle for Thayer.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue.
I'm just thinking.
What is there to do in Thayer?
Branson makes no sense.
Well, what state is it in?
Both. Look it up.
This is a terrible idea. because most of Arkansas goes to Branson to vacation.
Okay.
That's why it makes sense.
All right.
We get to raise a flag at City Hall with a Razorback on it.
What city in Arkansas can we afford to give up?
I don't know.
Pick one. We'll give that up, and then we'll pick a city in Missouri.
What are we giving up here? I don't know. Where are we not heard? I don't want to upset anybody. All right. Anyway, we're giving away the Golden Banjo here. We're gonna force our way onto the field, and we're gonna give away our own trophy because the way they do it is stupid. So we're gonna do it the proper way. That's what I think.
Well, we're going to do it our way.
That's right. The proper way.
We're getting a lot of questions here on Bloody Marys or mimosas, the proper morning football drink.
These texts coming in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. I don't know.
I'm a Bloody Mary guy.
You're a Bloody Mary man, all right?
It's an Irish thing.
Of course. You know how to drink.
Well,
that's for sure.
We invented it. So,
that's right.
Okay. Now they're coming in.
Okay.
There's the vote for Eldo. I like Eldo.
Yeah. I'm not reading any of these towns. I like all of these towns for one reason or another. I'm not doing this.
Not doing this. 866-285-4005. Battle for Branson is what is the correct answer. I'm sorry. It's just, and it, there's an alliteration. Everybody goes there. You could raise a flag right by a Dolly Stampede. You know, is it a Mizzou flag this year or an Arkansas flag? That's what you do.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.